It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, Super Six Pack.
3, 3, 2, 1.
Doc, you be ready tomorrow, 1-4.
Hey, I could use tomorrow off. I would enjoy that. I could just sit back at home, drink a couple of beers, maybe go out to lunch. What has the crack committee come up with, or the committee on crack this week?
I'm opening up, as you can hear.
This isn't the Emmys.
The official rankings.
Just give us the damn names.
For week number 5
did the
Commanders
make it?
Our honorable mention, 3 teams not fly enough to get into the club. 2 of them battled each other on Monday night. Seattle, love what Geno Smith is doing. Best quarterback in the NFC, despite what shock jock Damian Woody had to say. I think Seattle's playing well. They're banged up. They may be in that Super Six Pack in weeks to come. Buffalo, tough loss. They were number 2 in that Super Six Pack last week. They are not fly enough to get in the club after getting beat down by the Baltimore Ravens. And then the Detroit Lions, playing well, dealing with their own injuries. Not quite a top 6 team in my opinion, though. It's a tough list to crack. Coming in at number 6, dropping in the rankings.
That committee is really, really difficult.
Dropping in the rankings, C.J. Stroud and the Houston Texans coming at number 6. Mm. Previously number 3. Mm. Not a convincing enough win for my liking against a desperate Jaguars team.
Got to win 70 to
their offensive line has had issues. They also banged up. No Joe Mixon, no Damian Pierce, a lot of Cam Akers. Bro, watch the Houston Texans. Kamari Lassiter, by the way, who should be a Commander because we shouldn't have drafted Johnny Newton.
I saw you out there going, "Ah, oh, Kamari Lassiter should have been a rookie."
Number five. Tampa Bay. Baker Mayfield and company whooped up on the Philadelphia Eagles. It was a dominating performance. I am thrilled by what I've seen out of this bunch. And it honestly makes me feel better about Washington, seeing how well Tampa Bay has actually played. They're also super banged up in their secondary still. But they're clear-cut one of the top teams in the NFC. Number 4, the undefeated Minnesota Vikings making their debut in the Super Six Pack. Mm. Last week, enough for me to get them to crack the rankings. Sam Darnold playing good ball.
Some of us have had them on the list.
Some lists are better than others.
Yeah, exactly.
Some
like
lists,
mine.
Oh, do you hear that? The trumpet's telling me to continue. The Vikings, to me, have the coach of the year front runner in Kevin O'Connell. And Brian Flores will be tied with Cliff Kingsbury for the best assistant coach in football through the first 4 weeks of the season. They come in number 4. Number 3, the Baltimore Ravens, 2-2, worst record in the Super Six Pack. But did you see what they did to the flavor of the week Buffalo Bills? The only team talked about more than Washington is Buffalo. They pounded them on Sunday night. Their running game has been awesome. We'll see Baltimore here in about 11 days, 10 days. We'll see the Ravens.
Grab number 2. On.
Oh, my gosh. The committee made a massive, massive mistake. The committee made a
that's a shocking development mistake. If I've ever heard of one.
But no.
Like I said, it's not a crack committee. It's a committee on crack.
Coming in at number 2 in Nell's Super Six Pack, my top 6.
The Oklahoma Sooners.
The Oklahoma Sooners.
The Alabama Crimson Tide.
Coming in at number two in L Super Six Pack is actually a team that was not fly enough to get in the club last week.
Did you drink a six pack before this segment?
No, I did not. I have been thoroughly impressed, and I know this is going to make some people go, huh? I like what the Niners have done. Here's why I have the Niners second.
Huh?
If I would have told you back in August that through 4 weeks, Brock Purdy would have played significant time without Trent Williams, Christian McCaffrey, Deebo Samuel, and he would be second in the NFL in passing yards, you'd tell me, what the hell are you talking about, Linnell? That's the case right now for the 49ers. And their defense hadn't even come to the party yet. Their pass rush is as bad as ours. Convincing win on Sunday over the Patriots. Yes, it was a tough loss against LA. They've pushed the Vikings closer to the brink than anyone all year long. So we'll see.
I would have liked the 49ers a little bit more if they would have found a way not to throw up all over themselves in Los Angeles. But that's me.
The list is fluid, people. Okay. And then number one, Kansas City Chiefs. Mm. Until further notice, that is the best team in the National Football League. Another really good win. They're 4-0. For all the problems that you think they're having, for Rashee Rice not being available,
Rashee Rice's mother is available.
The offensive
She's
line
stealing
being
packages
remade.
Off of people's stoops.
Who knows if that's actually her? Innocent until proven guilty. Let me tell you this about the Chiefs, though. Two of the next three, home for New Orleans, at San Francisco, and then they're home for Tampa Bay. You're going to find out here quickly.
Without Rashee Rice, without Isaiah Rice, Pacheco, yeah. With Travis Kelce still not having woken up from his Taylor Swift's number.
In the combined records of the team that they've beaten, pretty good.
So the Commanders not only did not make the top six teams, they didn't even get honorable mention
in the ever-expanding... Can I ask you this? Do you think
Washington's
better than Seattle? I wouldn't say that.
I would say Seattle has not played anybody either until Monday night, and then they lost and gave up 42 points.
Also scored 29. But their quarterbacks play really well. Their defense is going to be good because of their defensive-minded head coach.
Right.
Buffalo has been a juggernaut to start.
But Washington's defense is not going to be good. They don't have a defensive-minded head coach.
I think that's not what I'm saying, Chris. I'm saying Seattle's got better defensive personnel.
Okay.
They do.
All right.
So do all of the teams that are better than Washington, including Buffalo, who's injured at every level of their defense. They still have better personnel than Washington. And they're going to be without Von Miller. The Lions.
We'll see how good they are.
On paper, defensively, should be a top 10 unit.
Yeah. All right.
So,
okay. So
those are the honorable mentions teams.
Did the Commanders make number 10? I mean, did the committee
Would the Commanders have been the 10th team?
Yeah.
I have to go. Let me.
You have to consult with the committee.
Let me see. Who was the 10th team?
I don't need you to like open up any envelopes. I need you to answer the question. We're late.
The 10th team probably. Green Bay would have gotten heavy consideration. Pittsburgh would have gotten heavy consideration. New Orleans would have received heavy consideration, and then Washington, Atlanta as well. I think the Jets are, for a guy, I was as high on the Jets as anyone. I'm so out on the Jets.
The Jets.
I'm out on the Jets.
Or a M-E-S-S.
Mess.
And it doesn't get any easier. They play the Vikings this Sunday morning in London. Cheerio, London football. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.